Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, March 1st, and today the Democracy Campaign released a report that shows payday lenders gave four legislative fundraising committees nearly $28,000 in the last 6 months of 2009 and spent nearly 2,500 hours and about $669,000 lobbying last year. While that was going on, other things were not, namely legislative action on numerous proposals to regulate the industry. In particular, progress on one bill to cap the industry's high lending rates at 36% ground to a halt as payday lender campaign contributions flowed. Here with some comments on the latest report is the Democracy Campaign's Executive Director, Mike McCabe. Mike, the payday lenders appear to have shelled out a lot of cash, and the tally of campaign contributions isn't even complete yet. The Democracy Campaign still has to review the 132 personal legislative campaign committees. Is what we know so far a surprise?
No, I don't think you can say it's a surprise, but it sure gets your attention. We're only looking at four committees that are run by the legislative leaders. In each house, there's one of these committees for both parties. So there's a Senate Republican and Democratic one. There's one for each party in the Assembly. They're run by the top leaders. And so money flows to these committees because those leaders are in a position to decide the fate of legislation. They can decide whether they get scheduled for debate and votes, or they can keep them bottled up. And when you're looking at campaign contributions that are now running into the tens of thousands of dollars just in the last half of 2009 to these committees, that certainly is an attention getter.
Is this a pretty good illustration of how lots of special interest money, whether it be campaign contributions or lobbying or both, affects public policy?
Well, you know, people are going to have to look at this and judge for themselves. But I tell you, the pattern of donations, the facts around these donations tell an interesting story. You know, the Assembly Speaker, Mike Sheridan, had given every indication that he supported putting limits on payday lender transactions. And then last fall, about September 10th, he gave an interview that he said that the 36% rate cap went too far. The interesting thing is that the donations that went to the Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee that's under his control, the campaign contributions came in on September 9th and then October 2nd, so a day before he made that statement and then several weeks after he made that statement, these donations flow in. And that's the kind of the pattern that I think is difficult to overlook. And, you know, look, you know, when I said that this isn't a surprise, what I mean by that is this industry in the year 2000 became the biggest single source of out-of-state donations to Wisconsin politicians. So these are primarily out-of-state operations. They're owned by people who are outside of Wisconsin. They have become a huge source of out-of-state money to Wisconsin politicians. They've dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into campaigns. And we're just looking at four leadership-controlled committees, and in the last half of the year, you know, the total ran into the tens of thousands of dollars. And the result is that a bill that would cap interest rates at 36% is now dead in the water. And, you know, Wisconsin is a state that used to have usury laws where you couldn't charge more than 18% interest, and now 36% interest is considered too high. This industry, you know, is totally unregulated in this state. Wisconsin is the only state that places no restrictions whatsoever, so they're routinely charging over 500% interest. And legislation to put an even modest interest rate cap on these outfits just can't move. It's hard to overlook the timing of these donations and the influence of the industry's lobbying, because right now what the Assembly has done is basically put forward an industry bill.
Well, the Assembly finally did pass a bill last month without a rate cap, and now the Senate has developed what they say is a bill stronger than the Assembly's, but they have yet to consider it on the floor. Do you think there's going to be a payday lender regulation bill going to the governor by the time the the legislature adjourns for the year in May. I mean, what needs to happen here? Because presumably campaign contributions are still flowing from the industry as we speak, and they still have a lot of lobbyists out there.
Oh, they've got a small army of lobbyists working this issue, and well over $500,000 has been spent on lobbying. And you're right, the campaign contributions are undoubtedly flowing now that we're into 2010. We just got reports that show what the fundraising activity was for the last half of last year, and in the weeks to come we'll be putting together new reports that show what they gave to all the other legislators, not just the leadership committees. And it's going to be a huge sum of money. And it's anybody's guess whether the Senate will act, right? They haven't done a thing on payday lender legislation so far. The Assembly certainly watered down the legislation and put together what I think, can accurately be described as an industry bill. So at least up to now, the industry's winning. They have been successful at warding off any regulation in Wisconsin for years and years and years. They've poured a huge amount of money into the state over the last decade to keep things that way. And this legislative session, lawmakers were promising that there was finally going to be action on this front. It hasn't happened yet, and when you look at how events are unfolding, you got to say that the industry right now is winning. And unless there's a sharp turnaround, I think this will be a great illustration of special interest money carrying the day and special interest influence trumping the public interest.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For additional information about the payday lender contributions and how they affected work on bills to regulate the industry, please check out the Democracy Campaign's March 1st press release on its website. Thanks for listening.